Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Terry Savage joins us, nationally syndicated money columnist. We know her as the money lady, the one that delivers the Savage Truth. We'll talk about your big event tomorrow night in a few minutes, but what is the Savage Truth today, Terry?
The Savage Truth is, as I wrote in a headline on a column about 3 or 4 weeks ago, fasten your seatbelt, because this market swings violently in opposite directions. Yesterday, midday, we were down 1,200 points on the Dow. Today, up 1,200 points, closing up about 1,000 points. On a hint from the Treasury Secretary that this whole thing, I'll call it, with China will probably work its way out. We can't let that go on, he sort of said. And, you know, I would just like to say that overnight, gold had shot up to a new all-time high of over $3,500 an ounce. It closed actually down a bit today, under $3,400, $3,392. The world is looking at America and going, what is going on? And so at the margin, at the borders of things, the United States is an uncomfortable place for global money to be sitting. It's not rushing to the safety of buying our treasuries, which helped keep our rates low. So 10-year treasury notes are up at 4.4%, pushing mortgage rates up. It's not rushing to buy our stock market. Oh, sure, there are a lot of speculators whipsawing it. But if you step back and get the big picture, the market is saying, hey, politically, globally, and financially, what's going on in America? And that's what's made this market very volatile and kind of very dangerous.
5 million student loan borrowers are now facing mandatory collections starting May 5th. How does that impact the economy?
Oh, this is really going to be something, because not only when they say mandatory collections, they're talking about actually going in and garnishing wages. I mean, you know, if you have a house or a car, you have they'll repossess your car. They can't very well repossess your education or put a lien against your mortgage. But they can go in and garnish wages. They will, and have, again, for even some Social Security people with Club X, they're taking tax refunds. They're very serious about collecting, even though it's been almost 5 years that most people haven't paid. I saw a number somewhere around 8 or 9 million people are either in default or in arrears up to 180 days on their payments. And what's going to be really tough is that they've changed all the student loan servicing. So getting through to the servicers is going to be another impossibility. We'll have to do more about that. I know Ray Kaplan's working on it. She's our student loan expert at WGN. And I quick text her. I said, oh, my goodness. She said, yeah, this is going to be tough.
She's going to join us tomorrow. So,
oh, perfect. That's the perfect person to ask. The real question to ask Ray is, okay, so you know you haven't been paying because you were in abeyance and you didn't. The question is, how do you even get through to your student loan servicer?
Right. That's the problem. And many of those people weren't paying because they were told that their loans were forgiven.
That's another complication. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question. Off the text line, please ask Terry Savage if this is a good time to do a Roth conversion from a traditional IRA account.
So here's the deal. You have a nice IRA. It's been growing and growing and growing. It's got more money in it than you ever thought you had, would need, or would have at one point. When you convert, you pay taxes on the market value of it at that moment. So if the market is down 15%, which it is about now, it would be a better idea to convert now than when the market was 15% higher. You pay less taxes. But there's a whole software program. If you go to terrysavage.com and just under columns type in the word Roth conversions, you will get linked to an incredible program that will help you decide if that really makes sense for you to do it at all, regardless of what level of the market.
A lot of people are texting in. I'm reading the text and they're like, I pay my loans back, which is the same rebuttal we get every time about the loan forgiveness. And I get that. But if you were offered loan forgiveness, most people were going to take advantage of it, right?
There were a number of programs that people applied for that were in the works. It's so confusing. But we're not debating the morality of not repaying your student loans.
Right.
What I think the issue is going to be is the practicality of how this is going to get done and the vulnerability not only of your loan, but of your wages potentially if they decide to, you know, when they decide to go after you, they go after you. And guess what I'm doing tomorrow evening?
You are talking to everyone.
Okay, this is amazing. About 8 or 9 months ago, first of all, I'm a big public library fan. I remember as a little girl when I got my library card on Belmont and Broadway, and went over there and read all my favorite dog and horse books. So I love the librarians, and I love the fact that they always have my books on their shelves. So a group of them got together. It's called Business Interest Group Librarians. If you go to Terry Savage right now, there's a red box on the top of the homepage. It says register. Tomorrow night, for 90 minutes, I'm going to do a live Zoom, but you have to register, and there's a link there. It's free. And I'm going to break it into 5 sections of chicken money, and we'll talk about stock market, we'll talk about Social Security and so forth. And I'm going to do just a couple little riffs like I do here and then open it up to questions on those topics. We planned this long ago. Who knew that things would be so wild? And I'm looking forward to it. So again, the registration, which you need, the link is at terrysavage.com in that red box toward the top right.
And then you will record it and share it after the event if someone cannot join you.
That's exactly what they've said. I'm not quite sure how you will get access to that recording, but I told them they could do that. But the live thing's going to be fun.
Right. And the recording will only be available if you register. So make sure you register. And if you don't know where to do that, just terrysavage.com. If that's an issue, send me a text and I'll send you the link.
That's great.
Yeah. All right. We'll be listening to you with John Williams during the lunch hour tomorrow, and we'll look for you on the Zoom tomorrow night.
Thanks, Lisa.
TerrySavage.com is where you will find her.